One shtickle to Mesadal the Inyanim and Amira Lenochri, and we started a little bit to speak about it last week. We'll try to mimivire Das Gdoile Yisroel. I hope we'll not come out of Takole Tachas Yedeinu. ולאחר בירור העניונים, I try to speak to all different גדולים ופני בסיים, we try to stickle to make seder and the כוונת הדברים. We know that זה הלוכה זה איסור אמירו לנוכרי בשבת. זה איסור דרבונון או שבוס דרבונון, that you're not allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos to do a מלוכה. You're not allowed to tell him Nishken Meloche de Reise, Nishken Meloche de Rabbonon. It's no heter to tell a goy to do a meloche for you. As they pass in the Mishneh Berurah, Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot Tzadik Dalet, and Shara Tzion, and Shizayin, Sifkot Ches, if you're in the Isol de Rabbonon, is no heter to tell a goy, please do for me a meloche. This was the Aloche Aleph that we learned. In that Aloche we learned not only that even that you're not allowed to tell him to do a meloche, but b'derech remez, you're allowed to tell him to do a meloche. What is remez, we said? You could tell him, ein yochel likroy, I can't read. You could say, I can't read because there's no light. Or the house is not so lit. Or you could, but you're not allowed to tell him, remez b'derech tzivui. What is remez b'derech tzivui? Why last week you didn't put on the light when it was dark? Or you tell him, please make a favor, there's no light in our house. So Remez Bedarshan Tzibui. You're asking him, please do a favor. You didn't tell him what. There's no light in the house, this is us. So I think look at the poiskim. So to tell Amir Lenochi the Aloche that it's also, is also to say Amir Lenochi, but Amir Bedar Remez, you're allowed to. We bring last week from Rav Meiva the Chidush. And we see that it's not such a posh tachidush. The problem is a lot of times, not everyone has goyim in their house the whole time. Some people don't have, you know, maids, virufen and those dalton. So what happens if the light goes off? You have to go to someone else. So you go to somewhere else. There's a goy there. What do you tell the goy? It's dark in my house. So you tell him, please come to my house. He comes to your house, you say, it's dark. Or you bring him to the house, and then you look at him, yeah? And then he chaps. Oh, but you tell him, please come to my house. L'chudas is Amir. L'chudas is Amir. L'chudas is Amir. If you tell him that there's no light, please come to my house. So we said from the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso that the Shmir Shabbos says that you're allowed to. Be'etzem, it's a letter from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's printed in Pnine Amor and Chelik Aleph and Rav Yadler Sefer. He asked them a shayle, maybe later we'll go to the shayle. Shlomo Zalman answered like this: Agit lo ne'emono, I will tell you the truth. Miyoim omdi al daiti, roisi shemakilim likroi legoi, to the house, ve'achar kach meramzim lo ilatis meloche beremez, she'enu shel tzivui. Ach lo hivanti klal ha'eter. רק במוקם דלייקו יתירו ליקו לגוי. מלבד אם נאמר שצורך מצווה, they think that is a heter. אבל תגיד שבזמן, we don't say much of it, we'll get back to it. אך מאוילום לא כוסבתי בשום מוקם בזה, I never written down, שאיני רואי זה שיהיה כוסו בשמי לאיסו. The double that everyone does. אבל anyone, I don't want to say that people say that it's muto. אני רוצה לומר שזה muto. But I didn't want to say that it's also. Everyone does it, I will say also, I don't want to say. To say mutar, I also, I'm not answering you, I don't want to tell you. Everyone does it, I don't want in my name to say also, I don't want in my name to say mutar, I'm just, from the time, I don't know why, but everyone does it. So the Shmir Shabbos, maybe later we'll find a heter. I heard from the Poskim Maneinu, the best eitzah is to tell him, you go over to him, in my house it's very dark. What do you want? No, in my house it's very dark. Not to say the words, please come to my house. Oh, in my house, they need help. But not to tell them to come to my house. Aber Rav Shmuel Zalman says that Miram only a variety people do it. The Meisa the Shmuel Shabbos says you're allowed to do it. We pass in La Aloche, this is another Aloche, that the Isur to tell a goy to do a meloche, it's a filu ledvar mitzvah. Even ledvar mitzvah you're not allowed to, as they pass in Shechono Reisha involved, a filu ledvar mitzvah zog de Ramo, that's where the poiskin that it's also. You have to know, the Itu holds nishta zay. Yesh oimrim, the mutar loyma le goy lead likner le suda Shabbos. The svir le amir le nochri, memokim mitzvah shori, ran. בפרט בסודו גדולו, חסן ומילה, ואין מויכה ביודום, ויש להחמיר במוקם שאין צורך גודול, ורוב פויסקים חולקים הסבור הזו, ונעדי פסקים למשנבורה. ושלו יחמיר אף לצורך גודול, וכן ברויב קהילס, וכן נוהג על מהרש, למשנבורה עושה אז נעתי בסמך לדבר מצווה. So the עיקר הפסק is, הלוכה א', איסור אמירה לנוכרי, אפילו לדבר מצווה, בין דה רייס ובין דה רבונון, ברמיזה מוטר. This is the first הלוכה. Second הלוכה, אוסור להנויס ממייסה שבס. You're not allowed to be ננף ממייסה שבס. דהיינו. Even when you didn't tell the goy to light the candles, a goy comes into your house, oh, it's dark. He puts on the light, you're not allowed to read anymore. You're not allowed to read. There's no heter. Isur lehenois mimaise Shabbos shel goy, ben be yom tev ben be Shabbos is the isur lehenois mimaise shel goy. We'll see later. So be'etzem, kimat never echatim to dainu. Now again, even the marshal, some people think they tell the goy we don't have light. Say it. The goy puts on the light, everyone has to close their eyes. We said if someone told the goy the marshal to put on the light, he has to run away from the house. Not allowed to stay there, even if you're not closing your eyes. If you're closing your eyes, you're not allowed to stay in the house. Instead, if the goy did it without permission, so then, but the other, you're allowed to stay, but you're not allowed to bench. We said maybe a kula lemitzas lam nehenes nidnu. You're not allowed to read newspapers. Anyway, you're not allowed to. But you're not allowed to do different zachen in the house. You're not allowed to be nenef in the light. Second aloch. When you're allowed to, when it's not a direct hanoi. What is not direct anoy? We said lemosho. If it was free, I had this ma'ase once. I was sitting Shabbos. I was pulling here in Machal for Shabbos. It was summer. Amish, you know, the real Eretz Yisrael, the Kehesa summer. And someone a mistake put the air condition and Shabbos clock and the highest heat. When you walked in, you felt like, you know, so first of all, Bishul Bichlal to go into the house. Mamash going to the house. So they came to ask me if they're allowed to meramis to the goy to close the air conditioner or not. But we'll come out aloch lemais if you're allowed to or not. But long as long as they closed, they have to run away from the house now. Now it's not so hot. So first, doesn't help to run out. Outside is also not hot yet. But you don't have to run out. You're not nenef in the mais of the goy. He just took away the heat. You couldn't fall asleep in your room because it was light. So the guy shut the light. Not to tell him. We're speaking on the Isur Hanoi. You're not mechuyev, okay, now you have to go to sleep in the hall where there's light. Because you're not nenef in the ma'aseh of the guy. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says on Nazir Chatimtzeh. If it was one candle lighting already in the room, just the electricity went off, and the guy puts it on, you're not called nenef in the ma'aseh of the guy, because b'shas atchak you could have a light. So the first halacha we said, Isur Amiro peremizem muter. Second aloha is Isur Hanoi Mimaisa Shabbos, and there it doesn't make a difference remise or not remise. Even if the goy lights it on his own for a yid, you're not allowed to be nene, only in the conditions that we said you're allowed to be nene. Second aloha. The third aloha is that if a goy comes to your house, yeah, and there's no light, and he's about to put on the light, not only that you're not allowed to be nene if you will put on the light, you mechuyev to yell on him. Shut the light. You're not allowed to put on the light. Chiyuv mechoy. As the isur, not only to be nene, is a chiyuv mechoy. So it's three halachas. I'm not allowed to tell a guy. This even not in my house, even in the street, I'm not allowed to tell him. As another halacha, if the guy did it, I'm not allowed to be nene. And as a chiyuv mechoy, if a guy does a melacha for Yisrael, is a chiyuv mechoy. These are three halachas in three different places in Shulchan Aruch. And these three halachas be'etzem cause the balagan and the a lot of mistakes in Klal Yisrael and the Isur Amir al Nochri before we'll be melamed chus and different chetimtzes. And chus laot, we said, there's a big mistake going around. A lot of amiratzes is running around. That people, when the light goes off, they just call the guy to say it's dark in our house. And Isur Amir they're not over. It's remise. But the nele for Ma'ase Shabbos, one gehenem, and they had a chiyuv mechoy. Now I know, even if someone else calls them into the house, it's a chiyuv mechoy. You have to stop them. We said maybe it's bar mitzvah. Some people are saying that it's mishne bura that you're allowed to tell a guy. But say no. But if it's not a bar mitzvah, the maizeh mishne bura says you're not allowed to. Aber azay lam again itzter to mesado da aluchas. Is a mishne bura and simen shin zayin. Wanted to revive this inyan mitchilo v'atzoyf. I think this Indian is not enough only to say the Piska Alochas here. If we'll get to know once this Indian. So I was till today, I was never Zeuch Atake to be Oymed on it. Baruch Hashem, today a shtickle with Siyata Dishmaye. I was a shtickle Oymed, but different people helped me to get this Aloche close. And Shin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Siv Kotten Nun Vov. Osur lirmo is legoy. The gamze bichlal amira, amira remiza derech tzivui. Avol remiza shalay bederech tzivui. You allowed to. Alken osur lema legoy sheyekaneach choismoy. You're not allowed to tell the goy wipe your nose. And he understands that means the nose of the candle. The candle sometimes has like little black dots on top. Tell the guy, wipe your nose. He chaps the nose. Wipe my nose. Wipe the candle. You're not allowed to. V'yovin shiyoser apeichom. Ach kshayimer haremizo, he says, aner einu meir yofe, you're allowed to. Einu yochay likro, you're allowed to. Frek b'chofetz chayim, ve'en le'eso mitam shenele v'maizeh Shabbos. You write that remizo is muter, over how you're allowed to do vos mitnele v'maizeh Shabbos. Doctor, the candle is lighting anyway. Just it's not lighting so good. We said when it's one candle, you're allowed to. B'meile, because of that, in Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso, and Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso, he passed in Perek Lamed Seif Zayin. If the candle is not lighting good, the Haino, you have electricity, the normal case, Shalom Zocher, the electricity falls down. But there's two candles in the room. You're allowed to tell the guy, the derech remes, we don't have light in the house, because you're not considered nenem imaisa Shabbos, because lemaisa you have light anyway. I think you paska. We bring down that adish mira Shabbos rebeliashi frekta kashe. He doesn't understand the shmira Shabbos. He doesn't understand. How are you allowed to tell a guy I don't have light in my house? As a chiyuv mechoy. Even if you didn't tell the guy, and he walks into your house and he's going to press the button, you have to tell him, please don't press the button in my house. You're not allowed to do melocha and Shabbos. You're right, that as nenem in Ma'aseh Shabbos, you will not be nenem for Ma'aseh Shabbos. That's the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah. How the Mishnah Berurah says as vos. Zog the Mishnah Berurah that he asks the kasha vos mitnene is anyway a candle, but when the guy goes and takes off the nose of the candle, he takes off the peichom, the guy is allowed to do it. What happened to the chiyuv mechoy? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa told me that it's a good kasha. He asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, but Reb Shlomo Zalman said that it's mutter. The Hainu, if you have light already, Lamoshel. We'll take one case. Now we have not one case. I can tell you five cases. Shalom Zocher and the candles are lighting, and the electricity pops off. Zocher Shalom Zalman, the Derech Remes Shalei B'Derech Tzivu. You could tell it. The hot air conditioner went up in the summer. You're allowed to. Rav Neivet says the marshal, if a person is in the bathroom and there's no cut toilet paper, you're allowed to tell the guy, cut the toilet. I don't have toilet paper cut for Shabbos. Not allowed to cut. Why? Because Be'etzem you could use it even when it's connected. It's not so gishmak. But b'meila, you're not nenef from the cutting. You're not netted from the cutting. Just not ma'asidik so much. But still, kavod abriyas is matter. It's mutter. Alamashul, you can't fall asleep. You tell him, it's too much light. You can't fall asleep. It could be the other way around. The air conditioner is freezing. You know, sometimes in the winter, it happens like hell. Instead of heating, you put it down and freezing. It's 12 o'clock at night, people start to freeze. You tell the guy, it's freezing here. He's a shot. That tells people on the heating. I'll be allowed to tell him. All of these halachas, the Sefer HaChosh Shmirah Shabbos passes, you're allowed to. Now, I want to tell you a little bit history of what happened. In Ma'ir HaShabbos, it's printed in a letter from Shlomo Zalman. I'll read the lashon. Espale me'oid, I'm wondering very much, al mashikosa b'sefer Shmirah Shabbos, ki ilchosa perek lamed, it's his Talmud that he written every word there, come on. Shekasher ein ha'oir b'cheder, if you can't read, because it's only a little light, the mutar lema le'akum b'remez she'ein l'shot zivui, kegoin ein yochel likroi, ein masbik oir, oy abayis ein amuo, ויובין להדליק נוסף, ומותו להנס מאור זה, כיוון שאין יוכל להנס על ידי הדחק, אצנעת כל הנועה. ודבורוב אינו מובונים. אמס! אמס! צורת היתר, וואי את שמיר השבס, פסקן על עצמותו, רב שם זמן, זה דן עדיו את שמיר השבס, because אין איסור אמירה, only דרך, it's only אמירה, this is only a רמז. רמז is מותר. אי איסור הנועה, was anyway a candle lighting. This is the reason that שמיר השבס said that it's מותר. זאת רב שם זמן, but you forgot. הרי אקום איסה מלוכה בבית של ישראל, צריך למחיס ביודוי. כמו שריקשו, וזה פשוט בשולחן ערוך. וחיילה על הדעת שבשביל זה נעתיר לו. Here Rav Meir Ben Sezer, Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he looked over Shmir Shabbos and he told him that it's okay. And here, and we last week we finished Kilu, it's Mutter. And here Rav Shlomo Zalman says, by me it's a pellet. So Rav Meir Ben Sezer like this, he went back to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I spoke to the kids again, and he said, I print a sefer, I'll show it to you. You told me it's okay. Tomorrow, books come out, Sfarim come out, Aspale, I wonder Shmir Shabbos writes such Zachem. It's a mud. I mean, that's what most people do, like in Shmir Shabbos. People don't know the difference, and they tell them to put on the light when it's dark also. We'll get to that, yeah? Why in America some people do it. But we'll get to it. It's a choshev rov that was matter. I want to get Kesedar Advo. About Aspale? Aspale? So they went to Rav Shlomo Zalman. The whole group was back and forth. And Terech Kedei Advorim. Terech Kedei Advorim. Shlomo Zalman was nifter. Was the crack story with the crack pot? This is Mamish. This. Remember then we were writing the tshuva with the change of Shlomo Zalman's day and came to the hospital. They said he lost consciousness a half an hour before, so we couldn't speak to them. And but this was the inyan. So Rav Neivel was very broken. He didn't remember. I called him. I remember the story. I called him up today, and I said, I remember you're very broken, and you didn't know who will be your next rabbi. Then Rabbi Yashiv took him into the house. But my Rebbe was Nifter. So he sent a letter to Rabbi Avraham David Euerbach, the Rav of Tveria, from Shlomo Zalman's son. Help me. I'm stuck in this halacha. I can't live. I don't have a Rebbe to answer this shaila. I don't have a life. I managed, don't know what to do. You're allowed to tell the guy, you're not allowed to tell the guy. This is a kasha that the Chob Mishkenish Levin on this kasha. And at the beginning, they didn't remember. Kids, so I told them I remember the letter. They went and I managed today. Rabbi also didn't remember claw the letter, but I managed today. One of the kids went over the house and he found me the letter, the answer of the letter. And I'll just read a couple lines of the letter. Rabbi Eibach writes back to Shlomo Zalman. No, I've never sent him a letter, and Rabbi Eibach that letter. In Rabbi Abba's house, his son looked around, he couldn't find the letter that he asked the Shaila. This is the applying back of Rabbi Abba when he receives the letter that Mikenish Levin on a terrace and this stira, was tutman. You have the stira. You have to change the Shmir Shabbos and tell everyone that you're not allowed to tell the goyim to do that or not. Shmuz Amin said, it's pale me'oid. How you could say that it's mutter? And the letter he writes like this. I got your letter. I didn't want to answer you. Me and me, just from here you'll see that the other letter is true. Mi ani la'amud kivyochel bimkoim ovi. Who I am. V'arikvoit ha'rosa izocho l'sham sha'ul ha'yoysar mimeni. V'im yesh le tzveikes, and if you have tzveikes, what to do with the Shlomo Zalman here? Ha'tzori ein begilot? Hare ha'choresh v'ha'mazger b'Yerushalayim? V'ifrati v'ayitz ochi ha'godol Reb Shmuel Auerbach b'chochmo b'minyon? Z'churani eich mikedem sh'ayitoi Ima mechitzosim, Reb Shlomo Zalman was living, he would sit and learn pshat Shmuel Shabbos the whole time. But because if I will not answer you, you think that I'm still ignoring it, so I will tell you what I think to answer. And he says a very shver teretz to answer. The Ayin of the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to take tzivui b'remes shloi b'derech tzivui. You're allowed to tell the guy that the candle is not so good, yeah, and the guy takes off the little black pieces that are sticking on the candle. And the shaila is, you're right that it's not nenim as the shaila because the candle is lighting anyway. What is the chiyuv mechor? So his shtickle, what he wants to answer is that Reb Shlomo Zalman is right. If he says aspale, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that Shmir Shabbos is wrong, and if the light goes off, you're not allowed to tell him. And if the mazgan is on, you're not allowed to tell him. And if the cold is on, you're not allowed to tell him. And two pair, you're not allowed to cut. Only that case, Mishavu was matir, says, because when a guy comes to Yisrael's house. Lama Zogni says, a person is sitting in a suda, and he has a little feather on his jacket. So you go and you pick it off. You ask for permission? No, you just blow it off. He says, no one goes to someone else's house and starts to put on lights. You have to ask. But sometimes when the light is a little jumpy, you fix it without permission. We're talking in Azap Pe'ule that when you do in the house of the Israel, you do it without being balabos in the place. Putting on air conditioning, cutting tooth, no one goes to cut someone's tooth paper off, yeah? They tell you you do it. But there's a piece of paper sticking somewhere, you pull it out. So when the guy comes to your house and he's doing little bits and pieces that people do without asking, then it's no chiyuv mechor. The Shmir Shabbos was not mikabel to start. And today when we were looking, we found a letter that the Shmir Shabbos sent to the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mamish before the Ptire, and he told him, how you have a question on me? You think I'm wrong that I learn like this and you want to answer me different terutzim? I have another three Mishneh Brures that say like me. One Mishneh Brure is in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sivkot Mechof Zayin. I don't think it's such a that one. Achvayz is a dashdaki raya, but there we're speaking about the Mishnah Berurah is talking that someone got lost. Someone has to look for something in the house and he can't find it. It's dark, and so he tells the shifcha, you know, we have to look for it. So the shifcha goes, she puts a candle and she looks for it, and she finds it. So the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to. Why? You didn't tell her to put on the light, and you're not nana from the light. You're nana from finding the chayfes. It's an indirect anoah. But she's putting the light inside your house. You have to stop her. When she's putting out the candle, you have to stop her. More from that. In Shin Zion, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph, he says, you're not allowed to be nele for Maaseh Shabbos. But when you're allowed to, if you're not telling him Amire, keep going that the Akum adds a candle in your house. Keep going Sheyesh Kvar Ner, the Akum Moisif. Why did Mishabur say, but you have to yell on him? Hear the Mishabur saying that, so go add a candle in your house. Mishabur says you're allowed to be Nene from it. Mishabur had to say, but if you see it, yell on him not to do it. Mashma. And more from that, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Shin Zayin, Sivkot Nayin Vav, it's Kimat Mefurish. Rabbi Yashiv already was aiming at this biyuk also. The Goy brings a letter in Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to tell him to open it. Sivkot Nun Vav. Noagu Shaloi Likabel Aigeres Miyad Ha'akum. אלא אם הוא לא שיניח על גבי קרקע. ואם האיגרת איסו חסומו, אומר לעקום, אין לי יוכל לקרוי, כל זמן ש... וממילא יובין העקום ויפתח. A letter comes to your house, you can't open it. You tell the guy, oh, you know, it's closed, I can't read. So the guy opens. But you're right, you're not nene, he says, because you're not nene from the tearing. You're nene from the letter, it's not called nene from the tearing. So, Rav Neivel, mechore! The guy is opening letters in your house. And letters, I think no one opens without permission. Hopefully. Chelm Rabbeinu Gersh, yeah, maybe the guy don't have it. But you don't open a letter without permission. The tenets is, I'm allowed to. So, okay, the kasha is yelling, what is the pshat? It's a chiyuv mechoe. So how the Mishnah Berurah? We have our four Mishnah Berurahs. Shin Zayin, Legabei Igeres. Sivkot Nun Vov. Shin Zayin, Sivkot Nain Vov, Legabei the candle. Reish Ayin Vov, Legabei the Meshoret. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to light a candle with the Rebbes. The Shaila, what would the Yisur Anoi? So we have to know, again, the Ma'ir HaShabbos, he holds that Mishnah Mezalman, Asur, spoken today again. No, Mishnah Mezalman never said it's Mutar, Mishnah HaShabbos never understand him, it's Poshin that it's also. Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's also, when I say Melochim Bubnayich from Rav Zilberstein has a whole Sefer, by him it's Poshin that it's also. Lum as them, Rav Neivet says that it's Poshin, by him that it's Mutar, as they have Mishnah Mezalman gizokt, it's for Mishnah Bures, Akasha, it's an Akasha Shtabbenish. What is the answer? So the answer what has to be is Lemaise, it's already before Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Mokir HaDvorim is Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Kuntres Achroi. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, all the time that he witnessed Shulchan Aruch, he also heard like Rebel Yashim and like the Moir HaShabbos. In Kuntres Achroi he changed his mind. And he hold like we hold today that Tzibur B'derech Remez, when it's not Nene Migufa Meloche, he allowed to. As they zokta. And Be'etzem, so you did a maimer of Rubin. He printed a maimer in Sefer Tzoyah that is Mefurash HaTesfus, like the Shmir HaShabbos Kiyum Chosu. In the back is a letter from the 84 of Eliashiv, which writes the Shlok the Raya. Oh, but let me again convince him that the Raya is the Raya. Tell you the Raya. That's a good Raya. As a Mishnah in Shabbos, Davkuf Chafal. Noch Rishabo Lechabos. A guy that comes to shut the fire. You're not allowed to tell him Kabe, Amir Le'akum, Ve'al Tekabe. We don't tell him. But we don't have to tell him not to. We don't have to tell him yes. We don't have to tell him no. So the Gemara says, "The Gemara brings a ma'aseh of Rabbi Yosi. The goyim came to shut the fire, and he told him not to shut. Chachom said, no, you didn't have to tell them. So the Torah says, you don't have to be moicha and a goy when it's a sreifa. This is one Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Chof Beis. Nochi shehidli kesaner, im bishmi Yisrael osu. In Bishmil Atzma, in Mutter. Why? You're not allowed to be Nenef in Ma'aseh Shabbos. Noch Yishamilo Esamayim. Bishmil Atzma, in Mutter, even Israel. Bishmil Israel also. Frek Teis, Fakashe. Dosh Teit, that Noch Yishidlik Esaner Osu Le'enois. Noch Yishidlik Esaner Osu Le'enois. Noch Yishamilo Esamayim Osu Le'enois. A page before you said that the guy comes to shut the fire, you don't have to tell him to stop. Here he says you're not allowed to be nene. There it says you don't have to tell him to stop. Tesis medame both things. And for Tesis. Hane mile bekibui she'ein ha'Yisroel nene. Aval hochesh ha'Yisroel nene lo yamrim v'nadayte l'nafshei kovi. So Tesis as the kasha. One place it says you have to stop. You don't have to stop the goy. One place says it's osur lehenos. And for Tesis, when you're not nene from the guf adovo, you don't have to stop him, and you're allowed to be nene. When you're nene in the guf adovo, you're not allowed to be nene, and you have to stop him. It's mefurash and Tesis klore diburim, that the isur to tell the to nene and to stop him, it's totally hobeho. When you're not also to be nene, you don't have to stop him. When you're not allowed to nana, you have to stop him. So the mele, even the belomdes, there is some pshat in them, but as mevuyer and tesis, there's a lot of rishonim. I'm not going in now to build a ganz reif on rishonim. When I say state in Chaya Odom, that when there's no isura noef and maise goi, there's no isura mires. So lefi them, lefi this shtekel, bemele, kumtois, that lemaise we have a heter, a gomul, for what the Shmir Shabbos brings down b'shem of Shlomo Zalman, as they say Shachnoch Harayv and Chayodom, that is a heter. Again, we have no Rebbe Yashiv Asers, Moir Shabbos Tayyum Shlomo Zalman Aser, no Rav and Tzvi Asers. Aber we have a chevel of Shlomo Zalman in a Teisves. That is mashma that you're allowed to tell beremize shaloi bederech tzivui and every melacha that we will call it melacha siluk, like shutting a fire, shutting a light, all of these achim. Chutz, and even when you put it to light a candle, if it's anyway already dear, so then you're allowed to. Then anyway you're allowed to. Now, even Rabbi Yashiv, we said last week, says that what a beef chas v'shalom, you're a machmir. Yeah? The world is machmirim, yeah? So you hear a machlekes, so for sure we don't. Yeah? Some people, if it's tuts dalim, they every time say no. So let me say, you decide, you from Rabbi Yashiv's people, and you, even if the Shabbos class goes off, even if you have candles, Shabbos candles, you don't want to light. But what's going to tell you? Your father is a maker. And he tells the guy, so Rabbi Yashiv, you don't have to leave the house. While he has on who to be Seimech, so Mele, we saw him in Shnebu and Shin Chofches, Shin Yudches, that in every Maise Shabbos, B'dieved, if Yesh Matirim, you could Seimech and the Yesh Matirim. Especially if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, we said that anyway, Lemaisa, we said to the Shita Saitu, that even to tell him Lehevya, you're allowed to. So if you're in a yeshiva, and there was a yeshiva that was matted to put the lights on, in a case that is a Tisefes, Avada it's Mutter, to be named. Till here it's clear. Now, the problem is that in Chutz La'aretz is the Minik, and even though it's all in a lot of American houses, that the light goes off. They call a guy. They tell the guy, "There's no light." I be'ein ha'roisi. I'm sure everyone here be'ein of war once, if not be'ein of asa. Yeah. As I feel it, man. The mocker for the shmua in Eretz Yisrael goes from Rav Scheinberg. Yes, they blame Rav Scheinberg. I called Rav Scheinberg today. He was in England. So I called him to England. It was the middle of the parlor meeting. I said, "I'm sorry, but I have to find out once forever. You said that it's mutter or not? I want to know. I'm going to say shir. But obviously, both of Scheinberg out. If you hold it's mutter, I will say, and I want to know what is the answer to all these questions. What if it's isur anoy? What if it's chiyuv mechoy? And if it's also, I want to say that you hold that it's also. Again, we're not speaking. But mokim mitzvah, we said some people are maker, but the ma'aser, the minig is nishta zeh. When the Shabbos says not to be makers. So what came out like this. I'm saying again, Alamol Divreteret, Sadikim Yelchubo, Rishoyim Mikoshlubo. Some people could take the shiurim to take out the wrong things. But we say that the Olam are here, Choshev Olam, and know how to sustain what is Teiret. Say like this. Legabe, the rumor that people say that he was Matir, even when it's Mamish, Dainu, to put on a light, when there's no Teisefes, Dainu, Abira Lenochri, Mokim mitzvah, we said some people b'shas atchak and make it again, we're not allowed to. He said the mocker is, it's him with his talmidim. I'm saying some things I heard from him, some things they explained to me after it. I'm not going in now to prot him, but this is what I understand it anyway. That he all like this, that val chashmal is grome, it's not a direct peula. The mele is no isur amira lenochri and a grome. So the Mele, he said, when you do a remise, so first you take away the isur of amira. So you're not doing a isur amira, because you're only doing a remise. When you're doing a remise, again, the etzem remise doesn't help when there's a nene in Maise Shabbos. So the aloha of nene, he's soimech on the tziruf that electricity is a grome, and the Mele, he's matter to be nene. Especially when it's a tzerech mitzvah, that the itur anyway is matter. The Mishnah Berurah said not to be same with him. Remember, when it's a grommet, this was the heter that he said sometimes. Sometimes. He added, and he said, but I tell them to tell the guy to do it b'shinui. If they could, to do it b'shinui. B'shinui, b'meile, it's a meloche de rabbonon. It's shvus de shvus. We'll get it in a second. If you tell a guy to do something b'shinui, it's a shvus de shvus. Amir le'nochri is shvus. The rabbonon is called shvus. And if you tell the guy to do a shinui, it's a shvus de shvus. We'll see later that in the Isur Amire, shvus de shvus, and different tzayachim we make it. So again, if it's a dvar mitzvah, and there's no light completely, Rabbi Yashim of Shem Zalman also, no way. If I read the letter from Shem Zalman, מלבד אם נאמר שהתר שלהם משום צריך מצווה שסומכו על בלעיתו ולאום גם זה כמו שלא הובין הרי רואי והפויסים חולקים על ספור הזו וגם האחרינים יחמירו אבל he said בצירוף גרומה נעד בדרך ציווי ומילא he was matir and again while people have a who to be soimech with the habit you could use it again this Lamosha will not be matir to tell the guy to put on the fire under the gas אבל to tell him to put on the fire. The blech goes up. These already is nishas they push it. But if it's electricity blech, then I'm sure, yeah. But you have to know, this doesn't mean that you're allowed to tell everything. This is one heter that he said sometimes. So especially if it's very, very dark, it's mokim tzar, shvus de shvus be mokim tzar. And again, the remize, and it's a grome, this was the mokim for what people said in his name. Number one. Again, sometimes he was mad to even at the shinui. Number two, he said, that if a person, again, is stuck without light, and again, I'm saying that, so even the marshal, we said now, most people are not making this kula from Rav Vorat. This was not this kabel, this kula from Rav Scheinberg. But number one, when you have the Shabbos candles on, and you want to tell the guy to put it on, yeah, so then, it's kinai to tell the guy to do it b'shinui, so you get the shinui, the marshal, we said that, b'liashim asus. We said Rabbi Shem Zalman wanted matir because it's not a nene directly, so then we say that Ramiza is muta. This was the shtick of terror we said. So even if Raman Zogim Rabbi Shem Zalman is nishkirecht, or if it's only in a grom of electricity, we have another tziruf to be saying on the middle sheet that we call Rabbi Shem Zalman. He said he has another eitzah. When it happens, to tell the little kid to tell the guy. Why? Not because little kids are not mitzvahs. The Chazal are mistaken, and the little kids are not mitzvahs. Not because the little kids are not mitzvahs. A different reason. So like this. As Shitas Rav Kiva Eiger, that Lamosha, if you're a place that there's no Eiruv, and the kid doesn't have a siddur to daven, you're allowed to tell the kid, bring a siddur. The kid is allowed to go to shul with a siddur. Even when there's no Eiruv. Why? Because it's a meloche, especially it's a meloche de Rabbonon, Carmelis. And there's no chinuch, there's no din lafrusha miyisura for the cotton if he's doing it for himself. The cotton is allowed to do for himself. So b'shas tzerich gotl, Rav Kiva Eiger and Biur Halacha brings down that you're allowed to tell the kid to bring a siddur to shul b'shas tzerich gotl because l'tzerich atzmo we're not mechuyev to moinea the kid. Most of the reason the kid is allowed to eat, if he's sick, he's allowed to eat macholas asuras. We don't have to stop him. But the kid knows the tzarech asma, he said, no, it's a Rav Kiva Eiger. The Meile, he says, say, when the kid tells the guy to light, so the guy is lighting for the kid. We name tzachon that a person is lighting for the person that told him to light. The Meile, the kid, chazal will not goyzer, isod the rabbonim for the kid. So the guy is allowed to light for the kid. If the guy is allowed to light for the kid, and the kid is not mechuyev to be meicha, after he lights for the kid, everyone is allowed to be nana already. There's no chiyuv mechoy. So Meile, he said, tell the kid. But he said, if it's a guy that already is heimish, so he's lighting for everyone. He's not lighting for the kid. So then you're not allowed to. But he said, take not a smart guy. So this is nusach. They're not, yeah? Tell him not a smart guy. Tell him to light. The kid says, oh, I'm scared, it's dark, I'm scared. You tell the kid, when the guy comes, tell him, I'm scared. Oh, don't be scared, and he fixes it. So the guy that lives with us knows that he loves the shtick, yeah? So he finishes saying, oh, now there's light in the front room. So you're not allowed to. But you take a stupid guy, and the kid is crying, he wants efforts from you. And the kid talks. This is another age, again, when it's dark completely. When it's not dark completely in that room, we have the other head of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Again, some people say to tell the guy, to tell him Beremez, you know, Beshinui. The guy tells him, Bedekla, it's very hard to do Beshinui, Bedekla doesn't work Beremez, yeah? Because if you tell him to do Beshinui, you don't have Beremez. Not so, Lemaisidi. About this is what Avshayim beholds. So Avshayim beholds Be'etzem, if it gets dark, it's two ways out. To tell him Beremize Beshinui, or to tell him Beshinui. Lemaisa, he says, electricity is gromis, b'shas atchak. So why I'm saying all of this? I said, Alamol. To do this halachas, you need to do a little bit shimush. Moshe, you're a Rosh Yeshiva, Be'ez Hashem, Evan will be one day Rosh Yeshiva, and electricity goes off in your yeshiva. Now what to do? So you stop, it's dark, yeah? Tzarech mitzvah, Lemaisa, Tzarech godl. We bring down last week that Rav Avadia was matir, and Rav Neivan sent him a letter. About Tzarech mitzvah, you say, okay, but I have Rav Scheinberg also here. So I will do remize. Or, you know what, maybe I'll tell him to do Beshinui. So, it's better to tell him maybe Beshinui, maybe Beremiz. You have to know what is better. So, the fear of Scheinberg is better to tell him to do Beshinui. I know Zogan is saying Beremiz. So, the best thing is, maybe it's another Echatimse. The best Eitze is, if you have, especially if you run a yeshiva, but actually you have a lot of goyim, you tell one guy to tell the other guy. We'll see in a second. It's Amira le Amira. So it drops one more the Rabbanon. Tzadim Mishtibura that Amira le Amira is Muta. Because you're telling the guy to be over in a shvus. Right? And then, so you tell the guy to tell the other guy to do Beshinui. So it's really three Rabbanons. So you write there's a Chiyuv Mechoe, but for the Chiyuv Mechoe, you mitzah from Scheinberg. Tzarech Mitzvah, you mitzah the Itu. So I'm not saying, a lot of Rabbanim hold that you're not allowed to. The Iker of Stakis, you're not allowed to. Only B'shat Tzadchai Gadol. But again, to know what is the mekoyrim for the heter, and if they did it, when it's muta. Now, I want a little bit just to machen a sikum. There's a lot of pratim in Hilchis Amira le'akum. Just the Roshi prokim that will have the tzuras advarim. We said it's the Isur Amira le'akum. In some places that Chazal were not geyser, letzorech choile, even she'en b'sakone, if it's a choile, even she'en b'sakone, it's muta. So why I'm saying that? First, if you have a choile, lemoshel, all the poskim say kids till 6 years old in the winter, choile mitzaltzina. A little kid, it's dangerous. Even at pikuach nefesh, he's sick. Ana zogin hakol choile mitzaltzina. And the dog until 6 years old, but you have a little kid, it's not a problem. You tell the guy, it's cold in the house, he's allowed to put on the heating. You don't have to even make him easy, you're allowed to tell him straight. If you miss up, it's time to do Beshinui. So, mainly you're gaining shvus de shvus. Another time, we said it's a big fire, it's mezuzas, sforim, kisve akoidesh. Tzerich atzal sifre akoidesh, you're allowed to tell him, mirel anochri. Hefsed merube. Chazal were matir because they said if we will not be matir, the choishes that the person himself will do it. So the ma'aser the tzeirich hefsed merube, you're allowed to. Now, in the isur de rabbanon, we said it's also isur amire. Not only isur de raita, isur de rabbanon. But in the isur de rabbanon, already it becomes easier. Hefsed godl, even a little bit less than before, is mutel. Tzeirich godl is mutel. You have a lot of guests. A big chasene, a isur de rabbanon, you're allowed to. So here, the marshal already, a lot of poiskim say, so the marshal, take a chetimtze. I have a sheva brachas, the light went off. So a letzerich mitzvah, tzerich godl, oy orchim, I'm allowed to tell a guy to do a isur de rabbanon. My problem is that it's not a isur de rabbanon, it's a isur de reise. My hole, the electricity went off. So some poskim say, the primogodim is mistapik. if I would tell the guy to do it b'shinui, so I'm telling the guy to do a melacha b'rabbanan. So could be I have a heter, my sheriff broke the light went off, I don't take your elbow, knock the light. So I told him to do it for the rabbanon. Letzerich God, letzerich mitzvah, I'm allowed to. It's not a poshut, it's a suffix in the Prima Godin. But again, if you have another tziruf, that letzerich mitzvah, and you have different tzirufim, you all know that amol, that you have to ask a shayla to machriya when, I'm listening to Karel, it says Pashas, it's also, it's Machlekes, he told me, Shmashabes told me, B'shas Atchak, we could Metzar of the Tzir of Alamol. So every time Lemaise, when you stuck with Tzarech Mitzvah, Tzarech Oichim, and you can't come to a conclusion what to do, so like the Shmashabes, you tell the guy to do it B'shinui. And then you have that day. The Mishneh Brure, and Shin Zayin, if God Mechov Dalet, אפילו במלוכת די רייסה. מיהו כבר כוסף רמו ודע. דמה דקיים לנמירו לאקום שבוסו אפילו אם אומר לאקום שיאמר לאקום להפיס למלוכת בשבס. Again, in the case that there's no problem of נלם עם איזה שבס ומחי ומחוי. There are different problems. והחבס יוי בזה מצלד להוקל בזה. וכל שכמדובו שאינו של שבוס. ומוקם הפסד ישליץ מך למקילים עין לעיל לשאר גמוך. So למעשה the Mishneh Brura says, I'm saying it's good to know it, למשל, I'm saying למעשה להלוך a person says בשעס עד חק את מותו. Now not only that, בשעס עד חק את מותו, and when it's מותו, when it's no איסור אמירה, it's no איסור ננה. Just here is a shtickle problem. Because the ma'isa, when the second guy is putting it on, he's doing a melacha d'oraisa for you. So the melee, you have to stop him. So you tell the guy, tell the other guy to put it on b'shinui. So mitzad the isur amire, you're taking care of. Because amire le amire. When the guy is going, he's going to do a melacha d'rabbanan, I don't have to make a mecha. Because melacha d'rabbanan, we say, b'shat tzerich gadol, I'm allowed to be nana. So normally it could be I have a problem to tell him. Because it could be the Isur Amire. So again, when it's a Hefsed Godel, you do Amire Le Amire, and the guy does it B'Shinui, and the male it's Mutter. Again, not to rush to use this as a Kelim. We read Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ma'oides Pale. He doesn't find a Heter how people do it. And I've had a person, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman once said that it can't be that Amir le Amir and B'Shinui is Mutar, so the whole Isur Amir le Nochi doesn't apply. Just tell every guy, what is the Ganze Shulchan Aruch, Amir le Nochi, Amir le Nochi. Tell him Alamol to do B'Shinui. It's a Kenny Zayin. This is, I can't get the Ruach of the Aloch. But Alamol again, but it's a Shas Atchak. It's a Shas Atchak. And again, even when there's no Isur Amir, it's an Isur Nenem in Ma'aseh Shabbos. So we have to know again that there's a chetimtze, that there's no isur nene. There's no isur nene, that the guy is allowed to do it. But when there's no isur nene for Ma'aseh Shabbos, it's a tisefes, or it's a grome, then it's a heter. Now it's two more teirim, but you have to know that the place can hold you allowed to. Lemoshal, you forgot to close the light in the fridge. Yeah? Now you want to take out a bottle of Pepsi, not tzarich mitzvah gomish, yeah? You just want the cold Pepsi. But the problem is, if you open the light, the door, the light goes on. You're allowed to tell the Meshores, please bring me a Pepsi. Why? Because he's not Mechaber to put on the light. But the Aloch is Psikration. It's no Amir Ele Akum and Psikration. If the Meloche you told him to do is to take out a drink, it's Muta. I'll tell you where the Chetin Salamoshal. That is the get to everyone every day, every Shabbos. If you have someone in the house that helps you. He wants to wash the dishes. So he sees everyone is washing in the cold. So he also washes in the cold water. Yeah, but then the dishes don't come out clean. So you tell him you could wash in the hot. Now the problem is, why we don't wash the water, the dishes in the hot water? Because when you wash the water, more water comes into the boiler. But the guy is of secretion. The guy is not mitzvah, I'm secretion. So it's not a problem. So then you're allowed to. Not only that, after you open it, you tell them, okay, leave it open. So now you start to raise your hand. So this is a very choshev halacha to know that you're allowed to. This is without the hole. It's saying, amir ele amir and shinui, these are, in the side, we don't use them only b'shat adchak, we start to use this at teirim. But this halacha, on the moshe, b'shabur says tumor at teirim. The moshe, we have candlesticks on the table. You're allowed to tell the guy, take them off, change the table. Why? So Mishnah Berurah, because Be'etzem, if you would need now this place here, let's say Gufay Mekoyim, you're allowed to move it. Muktzei Machmas Issu. So Gufay Mekoyim, you're allowed to move it. Every Muktzei that you're allowed to move it, Muktzei Gufay Mekoyim, or even when it's sliding, if you move it very slowly, you could move it. Every Zach that the Yid could do Be'etzem, you're allowed to tell the guy to do Be'issu. Now, you have a hammer. If you need the place of the hammer, you're allowed to move it. So even if you don't need the place, you're allowed to tell the Akum, take the hammer, put it back in the toolbox. Because if a Yid has a way to do it better, Chazal will not oyser an Akum to do it. So the Chaygav Nevaiter, you're allowed to say, Amir el Anochi. And the Chofetz Be'ezus Hashem will not come out a kolef and was begirah.